This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. 428, Carton Show, Big Mac. Great to have you here. I'm in this weird beef jerky zone right now, man. Yeah. Cannot get enough beef jerky.
You have literally eaten beef jerky almost every day of our new show.
Yeah. I'm in a zone. I'm in a Trader Joe's beef jerky. That's what I'm eating now. The original. I don't know what are the flavors
they have. You're like George Steinbrenner in
Calzones?
Yeah. In Seinfeld, where he would just get into a rut with the lunch over and over again. I can't get out of it.
I can't get enough. And then on TikTok, I keep seeing all these commercials for, what's it called? It's a new beef jerky. It just like slices a prime rib.
Oh, the carnivore
like,
snacks.
Carnivore snacks.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it like, I got to try that. Oh. But it's like $10 a bag. A little pricey for me for beef jerky.
Even more than that.
And I'm looking at it, it's like, you know, they slice the prime rib. It's like fat and all.
Yeah.
Which is the beauty of prime rib, obviously, right?
Yeah, it looks delicious.
And I'm looking at some of the pieces, and I'm like, I don't know if I just want to eat, you know, fat.
You know what I mean? That's where all the flavor is.
But if you want to go 50-50 in on it, I'll get a four-pack.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell
hey,
yeah.
Unnamed producer, since you dropped $100 of my money on pizza the other day, you can buy me and Big Mac a four-pack. What's it called again? Carnivore snacks. Try that.
Do not go through the same app.
But it's not real beef jerky the way we know beef jerky.
No, I believe
like chewy and
it looks more of like almost like a chip kind of consistency than a
chip.
Beef jerky.
But we got to try it.
Got to try it.
Like we're meat guys.
It's literally just meat. So I'm a huge meat. I'm still mad at you, to be totally honest with you. I don't want to bring
you're
it
mad
up.
At me because of the meat draft.
You've been so great. And obviously, I'm thrilled to be here. And we were just talking about it. Like, I love you. But yeah,
So in 2020, when I first came back,
I'm harboring a little bit of ill will.
Big Mac was our assistant producer, and we decided to do a meat draft.
Which was, again, the draft was not my idea. The cow was my idea.
I bought the cow.
Yes, you did, but I was the one who told you that people up by me do it. I was the genesis of the whole thing. That's 100%
accurate.
You're
the genesis of what?
Of buying a cow? Yes.
You're the first guy to buy a cow?
I was the one who brought it up to you. You wouldn't have bought the cow without me.
But I bought the cow.
Yes, you did.
That cow cost
$1,200. I understand that.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead.
All right, so, but I'm just saying, like, it was the draft, not my idea.
Okay.
Draft your idea.
It was my idea.
But just the overall, the concept of buying a cow
from me. Of actually buying the cow.
Right.
Because what we did, we had a meat draft,
yes,
and I bought the cow,
yes,
but whatever meat you drafted, I gave it to you.
Yes.
You got to take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm such a bad guy.
Well, yeah, because I had the first pick.
What'd you take in the first pick?
I took the tomahawk steaks.
You took the tomahawks?
Tomahawk,
bad
yeah.
pick.
Well, that was my first pick. Now, ask me how delicious they were.
Oh, did you not get them?
I did not get anything.
That's impossible. Everybody got.
No, not everybody.
Everybody got steak. Even Mark Malusis got steak.
I know Moose got some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy got steak. Evan got steak. Connor got steak. Nope. Malusis got steak.
Big Mac.
No steak.
No steak.
You didn't get any meat at all.
None. Not a pound of ground beef.
Dude, they were like 100 pounds of ground beef.
It's the majority. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just, when you said I'm a meat guy, I am a meat guy.
Maybe you got it and you forgot to take it home.
No.
Is that possible?
No.
Is there a chance Evan took your share?
There's a chance that someone took my share. I didn't take it. All I know is I never saw a drop of meat. Not a skosh of meat. Not a mouthful, forkful, s'mores.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No meat.
No.
And your first round draft pick was the Tomahawk?
I had the number one pick in the entire draft. We pulled, honestly, this is how much I remember the whole thing.
Go ahead.
We actually pulled the numbers for the draft. Do you remember where?
I remember doing the draft on Zoom.
Yes, we did the draft on Zoom.
But we picked COVID or something.
But you put all numbers in a hat. And
I do not remember where we did that.
The SNY suite at Citi Field.
Okay.
And you put it in there.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it.
Right.
And we picked that. And I had number one, and I was the first pick. Tomahawk Steaks. You even had the butcher. Your buddy is like, great pick. Love the pick. Love the Tomahawk
Prady,
Steaks.
Michael Prady. Yeah.
Someone got those Tomahawks.
By the way.
It's not me.
You got Tomahawks, and he was like, great pick.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go wrong with a Tomahawk.
Of course. That's what made that segment great. He was like, judging all the picks.
Are you suggesting?
Nope, you don't
that
owe me a damn
I
thing.
Owe you
nope.
a tomahawk steak.
You don't owe me a damn thing.
I'll be but happy I do to get wanna, you a tomahawk
no,
steak.
No. I'm good with that. I'm good where we are. I just want it to be known.
No.
I just want it to be known.
I'll get you a tomahawk steak.
No problem. I got shafted on the
meat.
I got shafted on the meat.
Oh, I feel terrible.
No.
You've harbored this feeling.
I've harbored this for a while now. Yes.
So you'd say Evan filled an entire freezer with meat.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I'm thinking maybe Evan took your share of meat.
That's very possible.
That's what I'm thinking.
And again, you don't owe me anything. I just want it out there.
No, but I feel bad. Like,
I just want it out there.
I did buy the steak.
You did.
I mean, the cow.
I had no money invested.
I had the cow slaughtered.
There's a segment, yes.
Yeah, I said no to PETA to give them the cow in return for 1,200 pounds of non-meat-based products,
right,
which they
like
offered
that.
Me.
Yeah.
I feel so bad now.
That's okay. Don't feel bad. But I just wanted to let you know. Since now we're going in together 50-50 on more meat, I just want to know.
No, we can't. I got to make this straight first. Pot's got to be straight.
Okay.
How many tomahawks were you expecting? I think you get six on a cow.
Yes, I think that's what it was.
Either four or six.
I'm not asking for anything.
Yeah.
I just want it out there. It seems like you're asking for a thing.
I kind of want my tomahawk steaks.
I just want it known that I didn't get it.
Yeah. What was your second round pick? Do you remember?
No. I don't remember the second round pick.
Okay. I think Evan's got your meat.
That's very possible.
I think he does.
But
either Evan or Moose. I think one of those guys stole your meat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly what took place. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. But either way, I know some friends who are butchers.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a big-ass tomahawk.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Well, thanks.
Make sure things are straight.
Things are straight.
And then we'll share 50-50 in the carnivore stacks.
That's
what we'll do.
That's what we'll do.
All right.
I think that's even.
Okay. There you go. Mark is on the fan. Carton Show. Big Mac. What's up?
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. So before I start, I think I need you guys to come on out here at least in March when it's like 80 degrees at that time and you got like... And where I live at, you got about 50 or 60 golf courses to play around with. And I'm 15 minutes from Morongo Casino, so you could do the show there. And people will come in droves. You'd be surprised how many New Yorkers and New Jerseys
are in this area. First off, I would not be surprised if Big Mac and I garner a large crowd. So I'd not be surprised by that.
And Big Mac, I got your steak because the one was sent here. also, this is what I called about.
Yeah.
The two things that Harbaugh brings, well, the one thing he brings is there's nobody in that room bigger than him.
True.
There's no star in that room bigger than him. So they're going to have to shut the F up and listen to him. That's one. The other thing is the schedule. That schedule was pretty heinous last year.
Yes.
But they're not going to have that same schedule. And even with...
Pretty tough,
think
though.
About it. They did... They could have won... out of those five games, they could have won three, maybe four, with a Harbaugh and the same team. That's the other thing.
So, look...
I mean, that's the hope.
There's no doubt that if John Harbaugh was their coach, they win more than the games they won last year. Like, there's no doubt about that. I'm not saying they go from 4 to 10. I don't believe that. Based on the talent that was here and the schedule, which was very hard. Mm-hmm. You can look at schedules every year and say, oh my God, toughest schedule ever. That being said, you know, their schedule next year happens to be a lot of playoff teams on that schedule. You know, and the New York Giants are going to have to prove to people that they belong on the same field with legitimate postseason teams.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone wants to look at the Denver game. That's a fair game to look at. For three quarters, they gave the number one seed in the AFC, mm-hmm. Not just to run for their money, they embarrassed them.
They gave them an ass kick.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So when you look at a game like that, you say to yourself, all right, what went south? A lot of things went south at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. A bad turnover, you know, a return, that kind of stuff. But the reality is that I think when you look at that game, you're looking at the wrong game. I think you really have to look at the entirety of what happened this season, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't, like, if I said to you that Jackson Dart starts game one, and to be fair, Russell Wilson had a great game one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game two. Mm-hmm. But so if Jackson Dart's the Dallas game, right? My bad. Not the Pittsburgh game, right?
Washington,
pardon me. If Jackson Dart starts week one, if that happens, is Brian Daboll still the coach? Mm-hmm. You can make that argument, I suppose, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think that. I mean, if they win those games, right? I don't know how much more Jackson Dart could have done to beat Dallas. I mean, like you said, Russell Wilson was great in that game.
Right.
It's the one off. But the defense blew that game. I'm not sure they win that game with Jackson Dart or any. They could Tom Brady, to bring him back into the conversation. That's how good Russell Wilson was. It couldn't be any better. The defense was just atrocious. But yeah, I mean, yeah, if they would have started the year, and they should have now. I mean, again, they did it partially because Andrew Thomas wasn't available, and you were afraid of getting the kid beat in. But you knew early on how the coach felt about him.
Yes.
Because you remember they named him the second quarterback. They named him the backup.
Jameis was third.
Right. They went out and paid both of those guys, and they named the kid second string before the season started.
Yep.
I was annoyed by it. I was like, I think it's a bad move. It puts pressure on the kid. If there's an injury, now you got to put him in there. It makes no sense. But they recognized early on, if they were smart enough to recognize earlier to put him in the start of the season, maybe they have a couple more wins.
Well, at least you got hope now. You got hope.
But here's this is what today is.
Yes.
I'm grateful everything went the way it did. Because he's a better coach than Brian Daboll.
100%.
And I'm not interested in winning two more games at the beginning of this season and hoping to keep Brian Daboll, as much as I liked him. I'm glad it played out the way it did. They got John Harbaugh.
Yep. Here's Michael in Connecticut. Michael, good afternoon. How are you? Mike?
Michael?
No? All right. Let's go to Brad in Dix Hills. Brad, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Craigie, Big Mac. Great to talk to you guys.
What's up, Brad?
Excited about the Harbaugh hiring. I listened to you guys earlier, and Craigie, you were talking about how the Giants have the worst quarterback in the NFC East, worst wide receivers in the NFC East. I think that's ridiculous. I think Jalen Hurts is easily the worst quarterback in the NFC East.
Let me just get this right. A guy that has never missed the playoffs when he first finally became starter. A guy that's a Super Bowl MVP. A guy that's been to two Super Bowls and outplayed Patrick Mahomes in both Super Bowls. That guy's worse than Jackson Dart?
100%.
All right,
I couldn't complete a pass in the second half against the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Couldn't complete a pass against the Buffalo Bills.
Look,
he is the best roster
Brad.
In football.
Stop! You're embarrassing yourself. The Eagles had a tough offensive year.
Than this, Brad.
That's not that. If that's the hill you want to die on, you're dead. And I'll be the first to tell you that the Eagles' offense was broken this year. I put that on Kevin Petullo, which is why he got fired. And I'll tell you something else. If you are a Giant fan, if the Philadelphia Eagles sign any one of these three guys, that's going to be the best offense in the NFC next year. And I'm going to give you Brian Daboll.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Cliff Kingsbury. They're all available. They all want to be head coaches, so maybe they don't go to Philly. But if any one of those guys goes to Philadelphia and becomes the Eagles' offensive coordinator, you're going to rue the day you said that Jackson Dart was better than Jalen Hurts.
It's hard to say. And you better not be making a case for Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame if you're going to poo-poo Super Bowl MVPs.
Right.
I mean,
guy's been to two Super Bowls.
He's a winner. I don't care what you say. And I'd love to defend Jackson Dart, but
this is not a knock on Jackson Dart.
No, it's not. He's
played
won a Super
14
Bowl.
Games.
He's been incredible. It's just it's unfair.
Play,
let me ask you a question though, real quick.
Go.
Since you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Would you McDaniel's a very interesting one, right? Coming off of his tenure as head coach at Miami and what's perceived of him. Do you think it's smarter for him to jump right into a bad job or take the Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator?
I think it better go to Philly.
I think it's smarter to go to Philly.
I think if you go from the Miami situation to the Cleveland Browns, who I know the Browns have interviewed him already.
Right, yeah.
I think your coaching career is going to come to a very fast end, and you're done being a head coach in the NFL.
Right.
I think you do what Robert Saleh did. Not that Saleh had head coaching chances. I don't think he did.
Right.
But I think, what do you do best? Mike McDaniel has shown that he's a better offensive coordinator than head coach thus far.
Yeah.
And to be fair, he did go to the playoffs twice with Miami. They had the 30-0 game in Kansas City that they had no chance when they got off the bus. And they went to Buffalo with Skylar Thompson and damn near beat the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo in another playoff game. That being said, he did not win a playoff game, and things went really south really fast for him once Tyreek Hill went down, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to Philly, I believe the Philadelphia offense is resurrected overnight. Now, again, Lane Johnson's got to be healthy. That's part of it. I get it.
Right.
And then you become one of the top head coaching candidates. By the way, I wouldn't be surprised if Philly wants to keep you as the head coach if they fire Nick Sirianni.
Maybe.
So I'm with you 100% for a guy like McDaniel. And to be fair, a guy like Brian Daboll. Now, if you tell me either one of those guys goes to Tennessee because they think Cam Ward is Jackson Dart, that I understand.
Gotcha.
But outside of that, if you go to Cleveland, if you go to Atlanta, despite the fact they won seven games this year and
All three teams went 8-9.
Yeah, my bad.
And Carolina won the
game away from winning that division.
Yeah.
So you can make an argument for Atlanta, I guess. But all the other teams are bad teams, man.
No, I agree. Specifically the Philadelphia job.
Like I wouldn't go to Pittsburgh either.
Right.
And I know Pittsburgh, you're guaranteed, you know, two decades of coaching.
Yeah.
The job that to me is now, I think you're with me.
Baltimore.
Baltimore's the best job on the planet.
If you can go coach Lamar Jackson, you go do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any job, I wouldn't take any coordinator job over any head coaching job, but specifically that Eagles job as opposed to like the Cleveland Browns you said he interviewed with. You go there.
Yeah.
Like, you instantly transform that offense. They're probably the best team in the NFC. No, Philadelphia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then immediately next year, you take the chance to go coach Lamar Jackson.
100%. You have to take
the
job.
The Ravens job or the OC job in Philadelphia.
Yes.
I could coach the Ravens.
Yes.
But I'm talking about some of the lesser, like Cleveland, Atlanta, the teams you're talking about here. Like, would I rather resurrect my career and go win a championship or compete for a championship or go to an NFC championship game or a Super Bowl and resurrect that offense in Philadelphia and immediately? Because, I mean, that's what's happened, right? Moore comes and transforms the job. He goes, he gets the Saints job. The coordinator before that, that went to the Super Bowl, Steichen, right? He gets the job with the Colts. Like, you come in, you resurrect that job, you go get another head coaching job far better than off of that Miami. Like, I think that's the job to go take. That's what scares me about Brian Dable.
Baltimore's the best job out there. Philadelphia's the best coordinator job out there.
And I think that coordinator job trumps some of the bad offensive coaches coming off bad, like Brian Dable, McDaniel. Like, those two specific guys coming off being fired as head coaches, I would rather than take the Raiders job, even with Mendoza.
I'd rather go to Philly.
To Philly for 1 year and turn around that offense and be playing in the Super Bowl.
Because, look, next year there might not be 9 openings. There'll be 5.
Right.
I mean, there'll be opportunity.
Who knows?
And you still make a couple $1 million being a coordinator.
Yeah.
And they're both still being paid by their respective teams anyway.
I think that's a great job. It's a great job.
I think the Ravens is the best head coaching job.
Sure.
I'm still fascinated that people think Atlanta's such a great job. Yes, there's a lot of talent, but you do not have a quarterback there, in my opinion.
I don't think so.
And Tennessee, while I think Cam Ward has the ability to be a really good quarterback, if that's not a 5-year project based on that roster, and I know they have $100 million in cap space, and people like the GM down there, and a new stadium and all that jazz, how quickly are the Tennessee Titans getting back to the playoffs? I mean, theory, we saw Houston do it.
Sure.
But Houston's got the best defense in football.
Right now.
So, I mean, you saw Washington do it. That was a one-and-done kind of situation.
We'll
Did go to an NFC Championship game.
Yep.
And won, I think, every game. I think they set a record last year, you know, Jaden's rookie year. I think they had 10 wins on the final possession of the game, whether that be a kick or missed kick, a defensive stand, or a touchdown on offense. I think they had 10 wins, and every one of those wins was on the final snap or play of the game.
Yeah.
Which
and
is crazy.
Then they went in and kicked the crap out of the Lions.
Yes, embarrassed the Lions.
Unbelievable. But yeah, no. And that speaks to what today's really about. What I'm excited about as a Giant fan is getting Harbaugh true, but it like solidifies what we think about the team and what we think about Jackson Dart. He chose the Giants because of the situation they have. Like you said, it's not about the Mara family. It's not about the history of the franchise. He looked at this quarterback and said, I want to work with him. He looked at this roster and said, this is the best place for me.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.